Greetings to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you would do it for them in a special way, and we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I would like to give personal greetings to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Lydell Cheever, and also to my big brother, big sister in the Macon, Georgia area, Bishop Michael Burney and Pastor Alice Burney. Also, I would like to give a shout out to Reverend Lolita Hickman and Trinity Baptist Church, and a faithful listener that goes to her church, Sister Mosiah Harrington. And Reverend Hickman is celebrating 3-1 on this week, or she did celebrate. Her installation will be on Sunday. So all of you that know Reverend Hickman at Trinity Baptist Church, go out and give her some support. We're going into the book of Genesis, Genesis 19:15-26. Genesis 19:15-26. And our topic today is looking back is not an option. Looking back is not an option. And we know that we've come this far by faith. And not only has God brought us from 2013 to 2014, and we made a whole lot of New Year's resolutions. Some of you say, well, God, this new year, I will get in church and I'll stay in church. Some of you say, God, if you deliver me out of this and deliver me out of that, I promise you, next year, 2014, I will allow you to turn my life around. Because you can't turn your life around yourself. So you have to allow him to do it. So some of you made that promise. Some of you made that as a part of your New Year's resolution. Somebody say, well, my New Year's resolution is going to be I'm not going to drink no more. I'm going to that church down the street and I've been promising that preacher for 2 years. And I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm going to get myself in church somewhere. Well, if you made that resolution, or if you made that decree, or if you made that promise or that vow to the Lord, and you're thinking about, well, God has brought me out of my situation. God has done it for me. I don't think I'm going to move forward. I'm going to stay where I am, or I'm going to move forward, but I'm going to look back. I want to leave this thought with you today. Looking back is not an option. Looking back is not an option. While I'm thinking about it, this weekend on the 11th of January, second Saturday, we at Pentecostal Miracle Deliverance Center, we have a Women on the Frontline meeting every second Saturday in every month. Starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 12. Come on out and see what God is doing among the women at Women on the Front Line. In the book of Genesis 19:15-26, and it reads, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Well, if you look at the first verse in Genesis 19, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed and how the angels came to that city and how the men of the city wanted to take the angels. They were such a wicked city. They wanted to take the angels and have sex with the angels. But because what Lot did, Lot stood up. Lot told the angels, I'm going to take you in my house. It was two of them. So Lot brought the angels into his house while the men of the city were just acting crazy, trying to beat the door down. But the angels came and stayed with Lot and Lot's daughters. And what happened here, that the angels told Lot that they were going to destroy the city. And that when they destroyed the city, they wanted them out of the city. So Lot, his daughters, and his wife, the angels told them, we're going to take the city, but we can't do it until you're out of here. So he told them to go, and he gave them some specific instructions. He said, when you leave the city, don't look back. So regardless of what was going on in the city, he told Lot and his family, don't look back. But we know that Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. So this is where this scripture is leading. And the 15th verse says, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. 21st verse says, hasten thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come hither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. This is what the angels were saying to Lot. Escape. In telling them to go. He said, because I can't do nothing until you out the city. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. My thought to you today is, looking back is not an option. Looking back for you is not an option. If God has delivered you and brought you out of your situation, or where you were, and brought you out of, may I say this, out of your mess. And God brought you out of your mess and set you in high places in him. Now, he don't want you looking back. Here, the angels told Lot that you must run, go to the city, and that city was called Zoar. And he said that, but you can't look back. Those were specific instructions. You cannot look back. Well, the wife was behind Lot, and she looked back from behind him. And when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. I'd say to you today, looking back is not an option. You don't have an option. You don't have a choice to look back, especially when God done brought you out and bought you over. You do not have a choice. Looking back is not an option. It shouldn't be an option for you. For you that just gave Jesus Christ your heart and just made him your Lord and Savior. Yes, it's just been a few days over into the new year. And you may say, well, God, I promised you on my sick bed in 2013 that if you delivered me up, I would run for you. Somebody might say, God, I promised you in December of 2013, if you delivered my soul from alcoholism, God, I would run for you. And the thing I'm saying to you today, the thought I'm saying to you today, you made a vow to the Lord and you can't take it back. You made a vow when you said, God, I'll do it for you. You made a vow when you said, God, if you change my life and change my heart, I'll run for you. You made a vow when you said, God, if I got to stand by myself, I'll stand with you. I want you to know that looking back is not an option. Lot's wife looked back. She looked back when the noise was being made, when the angels were destroying the city. No doubt there was a rumbling. No doubt the mountains were crumbling. No doubt that great, great noise. But Lot's wife, her heart was in the city where they were being delivered from. And anytime your heart is still in the nightclub, you're not going to make a good soldier for God. Anytime your heart is still doing what you used to do, you're not going to make a good soldier for God. Looking back is not an option. The scripture says that when a man looks back, a man or a woman, and I'm paraphrasing it, looks back, it's like a dog that is going back to his vomit. So I say to you today, if you made a vow to the Lord, it's good for you to keep that vow, because the word of God says it's better for you not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. So that thing that came out of your mouth, that you said unto God, God, I'll move for you. God, I'll do for you. God, I'll allow you to come a part of my life. When you made that vow and God turned around and God healed your body because you made the vow, he was going to heal it anyway, but that was the way he worked with you. When you made a vow, say, God, if you deliver my feet out of the clubs, God, I'll do it for you. God, if you take me off a crack, oh, God, I'll be in your church every Sunday. And now you know God has undelivered you. The taste for crack is gone. The taste for alcohol is gone. And what are you doing? Still pitter-patting in the world. Still looking back at what you used to do. Still thinking about what I remember when. I remember when I was the best dancer on the floor. I remember when I was at the crack parties all night. That's where your mind is. And because your mindset is still back in Egypt, or still back in the world, and God wants you to move forward. And he's already said to you, I'm going to give you some specific instructions. I want you to run for your life. And when you run for your life, don't look back. Looking back is not an option. Well, wife looked back. She looked back instead of running for her life. When the angels told them to get out of the city and not look back. So instead of her running for her life, she looked back. And when she looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt. So today I say to you, run for your life. Don't look back, because looking back is not an option. I bless God for you on this new year. Thank you so much. In Macon, Georgia, this is our second year of being on the airwaves in your city and towns. So this message has been a blessing to you. Why not write to us? Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia. And until the next time, Remember, there is hope for today.